Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. Paul writes, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord." What an age we live in. This is a quote you may have spoken or heard from others about the era in which we live. Perhaps technical advances bring others to marvel at God's creative work and the creativity and ability for people to connect us and inform. How a good number of us can be here in the chapel in St. Louis at the International Center, but also listen over the radio and watch and listen online. Together, we daily hear God's word for his people. And we at the International Center and across the globe are encouraged by the prayers and kind statements of the saints via Facebook. We here in St. Louis are able to give up prayers on behalf of the saints and know that our loving Heavenly Father hears us. What an age we live in. You might speak those words or heard them spoken as you consider the darkness of the days in which we live as well. On so many levels, it seems that Satan has the upper hand, or that evil has affected so much of our life on this earth, our relationships, our interaction with God's creation. So many people in so many aspects of our world deny God and turn their back on his will for those whom he created and loves. We also see where we succumb to Satan and the evil and temptation of the world, putting our trust in things of the world and not in God, and look with contempt on other people, and judge people as outside of God's grace. Ugh, what an age we live in. For Paul gives us this truthful tension of our current days and our reading for today. Paul states that the days are evil. That fit in the first century and the 21st century, and ages in between. But also, Paul tells us that we can make the best use of our time. For these days belong to Christ, and are days which the Holy Spirit is at work. These are the days in which our loving Heavenly Father tells us his love for us. In his holy word, he tells us his love in action, and to make a relationship with us through the blood of Jesus shed for us at the cross. You who are baptized in Jesus have been brought into the light of Christ. The light of Christ is light to your walk and to your path. The light of Christ enlightens you to know your loving Heavenly Father and his will for you. He sent his Son to save us sinners. In John 6:40, Jesus tells us plainly, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." These desires of God and his wisdom were made known to Paul, and Paul made it known to the Christians at Ephesus, and to us today in God's word. As God tells us in Psalm 119, God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. This word enlightens our walk with Jesus today. What an age we live in. For the Spirit still calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church and fills it with worship of the one true God. The Spirit still breaks down barriers of hostility between people and God, and even murders persecutors like Paul and those Gentiles of Ephesus who had walked in darkness. The Spirit continues to bring peace and healing amongst neighbors and families. The Spirit brings us into worship of the one true God. And in response to what he has done, we give thanks. We give thanks in all things. We give thanks for the love shown to us in Jesus. We respond in singing hymns and songs. True, we will not sit today in chapel, because I am not the one who should be leading you in song. I believe Paul had especially me in mind when he said, make a melody in your heart and perhaps for me, not for others. However, I will spend time in privacy later today singing praises to Jesus. And I invite you to all spend time on your own, picking your favorite hymn and singing praises to Jesus Christ, our Savior. What a wonderful week to consider the beautiful unity in the church. My fortress, thy strong word, for all the saints, it go on and on. But by God's grace, the Holy Spirit brings unity to our song. He brings unity in Christ's body and the church. The children of the light give God honor when we reflect the light of Christ and the love of our heavenly Father. For God speaks when we tell others what God has done for us. Parent to child, child to parent, pastor and church worker to God's children, God's children to church worker and pastor, redeem sinner and saint to one another. Together we give thanks for all that God has done for us in Jesus. What an age we live in. By the grace of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Dan and Joan Jastrom, who serve the Lord in Japan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.